Welcome to Face to Face. Face to Face is an in-depth look at the life and career of a popular sports figure from a Christian perspective. Now, here's your host of Face to Face, Tom Rust.
All right, thank you very much, and welcome back to Face to Face. We're glad to have you with us, and if you haven't been with us before, well, thank you for joining us today, and welcome. It is basketball season, and one of the best teams to ever play college basketball was the Bob Knight-led Indiana University team of 1975-76. If you are a follower of college basketball at all, you probably know that they went undefeated, 32-0, and they're the only team still to go through an entire season and the entire tournament without a loss. Kentucky came close a couple of years ago, but Kentucky lost out in the finals. So Indiana University basketball team of that year still stands. And we have with us today one of the starters on that team, Tom Abernathy. Tom and I have been friends for the last few years, and he was particularly instrumental in helping me with the chaplaincy when I was privileged to be the chaplain for the Indiana University basketball team during the Mike Davis years, 2000 to 2006. But Tom is an amazingly humble guy. He played during that team, on that team, and he was a senior that year. And then he went on to a very successful pro career, played for the Los Angeles Lakers, played for the Golden State Warriors at a time when the Golden State Warriors weren't quite as strong as they are now. That's been many years ago, of course. And he also had a very short stint with the Indiana Pacers. But the thing about Tom that we're interested in, of course, is how he became a Christian and what his Christian faith is. And that's what's really been outstanding with him over the last couple of years. So a few days ago, had the opportunity to renew our old acquaintance, went to the Indiana Basketball Academy, which Tom has ran for over 20 years now, where he develops young players, very young players, players in kindergarten, first grade, second grade, I think all the way up to almost middle school. And had a chance to sit down with Tom on a quiet morning and talk about his career, talk about his faith, and I know you're going to want to hear this. So we'll take a break, and when we come back, we will let you hear the interview that we did with Tom Abernathy, formerly of the Indiana University Hoosiers. We'll take a break and be back, so don't go away. You're listening to Face to Face. All right, welcome to Face to Face. Glad to have you with us, and we've got a guy with us today who has risen to the heights over the years. Tom Abernathy is our guest, and if you're an IU fan from years past, you certainly remember that name. Former member of the Indiana University basketball team in what is perhaps one of the greatest eras of IU basketball back in the 70s. And he was a part of the 1976 team that went 32-0. First of all, Tom, thanks for being a part of Face to Face again. It's good to talk to you.
So good to talk to you, Tom. Over the years, we've had great talks and looking forward to another great one today.
Let's go back and think about the 1976 team that went 32-0. Tell me your thoughts about that year.
Well, we had an amazing coach. You know, Coach Knight really got all 15 guys to take things one step at a time, one day at a time, just one detail at a time. And everyone bought into what we needed to do to be the best we could be as a team, which meant sacrificing for individuals and some glory that an individual might be able to attain if he sort of did his own thing. And I think it really proved to be so effective, you know, to go undefeated like we did and actually to do it 2 years in a row is really a testimony to Coach Knight's ability to get guys to buy in to what needed to be done, and we sort of did it.
Tell me about the starters on that team. Who some of the names that we can recall?
Sure. We've had Quinn Buckner and Bobby Wilkerson as our guards. Scott May was our leading scorer and stud player. Kent Benson was our center. I was a forward. Those were our starters. And then Jimmy Cruz, Wayne Radford, Jimmy Wisman. We had a lot of good support all the way through. But the key guys were really Quinn and Scott as our main captains. But Benson and Bobby were huge contributors, as was really everybody on the team.
And some of those guys have gone on to continue to contribute. Quinn Buckner, of course, is, I believe, on ESPN, and I think Jimmy Wisman has done some coaching, in the NBA.
And well, actually,
that's Randy Whitman.
Yeah, Randy, there's a huge list
Jim
of
Cruz.
Guys. Cruz that went on to coach for 25 years. Matter of fact, he's helping me here at the IBA. Mm-hmm. Quinn has been an NBA coach, ESPN, as you mentioned, also currently with the Pacers and does a lot of their color and in the communications department for the Pacers. So a lot of successful guys that took what they learned through college and are still applying it today.
Terry Hutchins from the Indianapolis Star wrote a book called Missing Banners. IU teams that came very close. One of those was the 1975 team that he said should have won but had an untimely injury. Tell me about the 75 team.
Well, we had Laz, John Laskowski, Steve Green, John Kampstra, Steve Offeld, Doug Allen. We had some great guys, great character guys, but great ball players, and there's no question our 75 team had better talent top to bottom than our 76 team. And as the NCAA tournament it doesn't always reward the best team. And that year we were on the short end of a 92-90 game against Kentucky in the final eight, and our season ended prematurely, but it was a pleasure to be the seventh man on that team, as I was really my first 3 years at IU. And just great guys, and it was unfortunate that, you know, those guys who graduated before the 76 year didn't get a chance to cut the nets down.
Tell me about Bobby Wilkerson's injury. What year was that?
That was 76, so that was our final game, undefeated. All we had to do is beat Michigan, and a minute and a half into the first game, the first half of that game, Bobby gets elbowed accidentally and gets knocked out and is taken into the locker room unconscious. And so we join him in the locker room at halftime down 35-29 in our final game at IU. So things did not look very good at that point, certainly for Bobby and for our team. But there was a second half.
Yeah. You guys won that, of course, and that was who did you beat in the final game to go 32-0?
That was Michigan, and it was the third time we had played them that year, and we ended up scoring 57 points in the second half and won 86-68. So it was just a great exclamation point on that season.
You came out of South Bend St. Joseph's. You guys had a pretty good team up there. John Laskowski came out of there also. Tell me, what was your decision to go to Indiana University?
Well, it was pretty easy once Coach Knight finally offered me a scholarship. So Laz went there the year before I did. The year after I got to IU, our coach joined us, Bob Donwald. So we had three South Bend St. Joe Indians involved in the IU program, but just loved Indiana University as a high schooler and never dreamed I'd be playing there. But God had another plan and opened a door, and so I took that step.
Tell me about your high school career. You guys had a very good team. You were ranked, what, number one in the state?
I think we were top three, Tom. We were a good team, really led by Laz. He scored 29 points a game or something, and again, great coaching with Donewald, but as the sectionals can do to you, we lost our very first game to John Adams in the South Bend sectionals, so didn't get to taste much success in the tournament at all.
Let's talk about your career after Indiana University. When people think about you, they think about Indiana University basketball. But you went on to play some pro ball, played for the Los Angeles Lakers, played for the Golden State Warriors. And I think it's kind of interesting in a story I heard you tell about now. Golden State team you played for wasn't real great. But now people are thinking that you've got a Golden State background, and they're really that really impresses them.
Yeah, it's funny over the years how the Lakers were the team that seemed to get little kids excited because Kobe and all the success the Lakers have had over the years. But now as I tell the story and I say I played at Golden State, their eyes light up, and it gives me a bit of swag in front of these kids. But 5 years of NBA ball, it was an incredible blessing and an unexpected thing that happened in my life, and I really cherish the opportunity that I had those years.
Tom Abernathy is our guest. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about his faith, which, of course, is why we're here on Face to Face. We'll take this break and be back. You are listening to Face to Face. Welcome back to Face to Face. We're talking to Tom Abernathy, one of the great players from Indiana University and a long line of great players during the 1970s. Played for Bob Knight, played on the 32-0 1976 team that won the national championship, still the only unbeaten team to go through the NCAA. But I know your faith is very important to you. Were you a Christian during your IU days?
I would have said I was a Christian, Tom. I grew up going to church really through my entire life, I'd say. But I really, as I came to find out, really didn't know what a Christian, what the definition of a Christian was. So I was not a Christian through my playing days. And fortunately, God continued to pursue me and graciously got my attention, and I did become a Christian, but as it was later in life.
I know you were very successful after your basketball career, but I understand that it was kind of a panic attack that changed your life.
Yeah, it was the best thing that had ever happened to me, and that was, you know, how God got my attention, and I think stress had just built up, and you know, I was living life my own way, and you know, graciously God, you know, brought that minute episode basically to say, wait a minute, you know, I don't have my life under control. And my first thought, Tom, was I need to read the Bible. I need to understand the Bible, because again, I had gone to church sort of haphazardly and without much purpose over many years, but really didn't connect what the Bible was saying and who God really was, and really didn't quite totally understand who Jesus was. And so that was given to me to really take a close look, and that's when I really met Christ.
Yeah, was there a certain that was the defining moment in your life that changed your life? How did that change your life? I understand you and your wife kind of together came along as Christians, right?
Yes, Susie went to BSF, Bible Study Fellowship, and started learning the Bible, and through learning the Bible, she learned that she had sin, and Jesus was sent to be our Savior, the only way our sins could be atoned for. And she became a Christian, and she started praying for me. And within 6 months is when God got my attention, and when I started to investigate for myself who God says I am and who he says he is, and pointed me to the only hope that I have, and that's Jesus.
Yeah, and you walked away from a very successful career as a businessman, and now you're dedicated to something that's tremendously different in the Indiana Basketball Academy. You're developing young men yourself. Tell us a little bit about the Indiana Basketball Academy.
Well, after spending probably 8 or 9 years in commercial real estate here in Indianapolis, I did become a Christian, and I started looking at how God had wired me and how the way I'm wired, I could make a contribution to people around me. So I realized I needed to, you know, live to bring glory to God and not to myself. And so Indiana Basketball Academy became a dream of mine to pass on to kids the basketball knowledge that I had, but most importantly, pass on a bigger picture of what God had in mind for all of us. And it's not only to be great athletes, but it's to have a relationship with him and know who Jesus truly is, and then live their lives to bring glory to him. So Indiana Basketball Academy was born in 1996. My real estate career ended at that time.
Tell me about the success rate of Indiana Basketball Academy. It's a very skeptical age that we live in. Are kids listening? Are kids coming along in that way?
Yeah, what's interesting, Tom, is I've built this business. It's not a Christian basketball camp type thing. It's a regular business that Christian values and Christian principles are taught. So the general public is hungry, so hungry for their kids to be exposed to basketball and to learn how to play. And so we give them everything we can to help them in a basketball sense. But over time, they start hearing sort of a bigger picture of how to live their lives, how to develop character, how to really live a life that has the future in mind instead of just the immediacy. And over time, I introduced a part of our business called Bible Basics that I'd invite the kids that we were training and teaching basketball to into my office if they voluntarily wanted to come and listen to basically a gospel message in a 3 to 5 minute time as I would teach basic truths, but always pointing kids to Christ.
And you also, in your own family, have seen a second generation of success. You've had three sons that have played basketball, and one at the Division I level, and I think the other is playing in a smaller schools. Tell us about your sons. I know you're proud of them.
Yeah, it's what's cool is as you grow in your own faith, you realize that God. It's all God's work. So as much as I want to take any credit for the successes that they've had, you know, I know every bit of anything I have or they have is the result of his love and care for them. But they sort of got caught up in the change that Susie and I had gone through in our sort of our late 30s, and they were probably 10 years old for our twins and 5 years old for Todd. But yeah, their lives drastically changed as ours did, and they had a more intentional growing up time frame than I did in going to church and being exposed to God's word and yeah, the impact is still being felt in an amazing way in our family and even in their kids.
Oh, then one played at Bethel, one played at Grace, right? And Todd played at Mississippi or Mississippi State?
Yep, he played at Ole Miss, and he's actually the coach at Ole Miss now. Mm-hmm. He was very active in the FCA when he was a college player. And anyway, he's pouring into his players and feels called to, you know, to, you know, share Christ in his job as a NCAA assistant coach.
And how about your influence still at Indiana University? There's a lot of people in this day and age that are looking at those banners and hoping for another one, and they know you by name. Do you still feel like you have a connection down there? Anything going on at Indiana University with current or past players?
Yeah. What's interesting is I'll never get away from Indiana University now that they put this big statue up of our 76, you know, there's six of us that you walk in Assembly Hall, you'll see our big 7 or 8 foot statues there. So I think that shadow will be there, you know, for a long time. But most importantly, as opportunities occur, I certainly share, you know, the reason for my hope and my joy, and it's not winning a national championship and going undefeated. It's developing and growing, continually growing in a relationship with Christ.
Tom, it's been wonderful. It's good to know you and good to have you as a friend for many years, going back to my days as Indiana University basketball chaplain. And I'd like to close this way. What's a favorite verse that you might give our listeners today?
Well, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of verses, and I can remember probably in our first conversation that we had years ago, it was Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. And as time has gone on, I have really used John 3:16, probably the most basic and famous verse in the Bible, and that has been something that I've shared with kids, and it just captures the heart, you know, I think of God and certainly all of us Christians. And that verse is something I've been able to share quite a bit. And there's probably 10 other verses at various points in my life that I lean on. But anything in God's Word to me, Tom, is so valuable and important. And I pray that people will hold on to it, because bottom line is, I tell the kids here at IBA, Jesus is our only hope. So thanks again for you and Face to Face and what you're doing. And I really appreciate the time to speak to your listeners.
Thank you. Tom Abernathy, former player at Indiana University and a member of that 1976 team. Pardon me. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll have more. So don't go away. You're listening to Face to Face. Welcome back to Face to Face. Hope you enjoyed our time with Tom Abernathy. And this goes along with another player that we just had on who did not play on the 76 team but played on the 75 team, and that was John Laskowski. And Laz and Tom Abernathy, of course, played together in 1975. And 1975 is mentioned in Terry Hutchins' book. Terry Hutchins, former writer of the Indianapolis Star, he mentions in there that maybe the 1975 team, as we said in our interview, was a better team, but they had a they had some injuries, and they were defeated and did not make the national championship like the 1976 team did. And, of course, this year, Indiana University has a new coach in Archie Miller, who was the brother of Sean Miller, who is the head coach at, Arizona State? I think it's the University of Arizona. And Archie came over from the Dayton Flyers, and we'll see if Indiana can regain and come back and get one more banner up there. I'm not sure that they're going to be able to do that this year, but you really never know. You never know. They're looking for a major recruit in Romeo Langford, one of the top players in the country. And well, we'll just see. We'll see what happens with the Indiana University Hoosiers. Hey, hope you enjoyed our interview today. And if you like this interview and the other things that we have up, check us out at our website at facetofaceradio.com. We try to keep you updated on some various things that are going on. You can also help us out here at the end of the year by sending in a tax-deductible donation. There's a place on there where you can hit a button and make a protected donation. And we hope that you'll do that to face-to-face to keep us going. We've been gone for 26 years and hope to continue to bring you interviews like this so that you can know what's going on in the sports world. Once again, our website is at facetofaceradio.com. Well, as we close today, I want to take you to a passage in the book of Deuteronomy, and it also shows up in the book of Joshua. It's the Lord talking to us, and he says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you." In Joshua, of course, he's talking about the fact that the Israelites could take the promised land and overtake their enemies. But I like that last line, "He will never leave you nor forsake you." And, of course, that applies to us also. God is with us, and even during the down times, he's there to give us comfort and give us peace. That's about it for us. We look forward to having you back next week. We'll have another Christian athlete. Till then, this is Tom Russ saying, remember this, no matter where you go, no matter what you do, be a good sport. Bye.
You've been listening to Face to Face with Tom Rust. For a free copy of today's program or for more information, please write to Face to Face Ministries, P.O. Box 125, Columbus, Indiana 47202. You can also find us on the web at facetofaceradio.com. Join us again next week as Tom Rust goes face to face.